The other thing that we're following is a proposed boycott of UNC's big fundraising campaign called Carolina for All Kind. This is a boycott that has a number of significant figures attached to it, but not all of the figures that are attached to the boycott are entirely comfortable with the fact that their names have been attached to it. That's the latest development today. WCHL's Blake Hodge has been following that throughout the day and actually going back to last week as well. We had the story on the air earlier this morning, but we've got an update on it now, and Blake Hodge joins us here in the studio for that.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of moving parts here. Just to wrap up, one note about the Jaleek Felton story on the basketball side of things. Part of the coupling of this has been Seventh Woods' injury as well.
Right,
he's been working his way back. Roy Williams, just a few moments ago at his press conference, talking about Seventh Woods, saying that he is doing full court work and that he did that for the first time yesterday at practice. And this is quoting Brant Wilkerson, new from the Greensboro News and Record, a tweet from him saying that Roy said that Seventh is going to be a game time decision on Saturday, quote, maybe even during the game. So just see how it goes with that. This boycott story is something that we, again, as you said, have been following for a little while here. Is there have been several factors that were quoted in the release that we got as to why this boycott was happening. One being the fact that Silent Sam is still standing, which has been, you know, of course, a firestorm in its own right. The Center for Civil Rights being closed, which was a system decision, but was still being quoted in this. And then Dr. Deb Stroman, her not being reappointed at Keenan Flagler was the third of the reasons that were pointed in this. Dr. Stroman is a weekly guest here, has been quoted in numerous stories over the past few years, and is got her, If You Only Knew program here at WCHL, certainly a friend of the station. We have reached out to her for clarification on this, and as of sitting here right now checking my phone and refreshing my email, have not heard back at the moment. But the release that was sent out had three names in particular attached to it: Bill Chamberlain, Sam Perkins, and Michelle Laws. We reached out to Michelle Laws earlier in the week to try to get some further confirmation and comment on this and did not hear back from her again as of right now. We've reached out to Sam Perkins to get any confirmation or comment from him. Have not heard back as of right now. We did hear back from Bill Chamberlain this morning after he was informed that his name was on the radio attached with this story. He called to let us know that he was he had met with Chancellor Carol Folt. He and this group had met with Chancellor Carol Folt, and that his concerns had been satisfied to a level that he had expressed his interest that he did not want to be included with this boycott. And we were able to speak with Bill Chamberlain earlier this morning.
All right, and this is part of the conversation that we're going to play right now between Blake Hodge and Bill Chamberlain again from earlier today.
Well, in essence, the group of concerned alumni had asked the chancellor to help us understand the hiring and retention policies and the student recruitment policies regarding minorities and women. She was glad to talk with us. She was very open and honest. And so we had three meetings with her. She gave us lots of time, three different occasions. The last one was on the 30th of the month of January, a couple of days ago. So what happened then was that we sat and talked, and she and two of her assistant chancellors and myself and another gentleman, and we chatted, and finally she said, well, what we can do is provide you information about what we have done, what we are doing, and show you how the trends are going with hiring and retention of professors. And so she was very clear, very open and honest. And finally, in the final analysis, we realized that it's not like you go out and hire 20 people and half of them have to be minorities. What it is there are no slots to hire anybody until someone retires, you know? So if someone doesn't retire, there's no slot to fill. Why, it's a very slow process. In this case, I told Dr. Stroman that the chancellor was going to get us additional information do not release anything with my name on it, indicating I'm boycotting the university's fundraising event. And I told her that right after I came out of the meeting, and the chancellor provided information to us the following day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the following day, she went ahead and sent the presser out to the UPI, not UPI, to AP, and the Daily Tar Heel, printed in that newspaper on campus. And it was just a complete fabrication of the facts, and she shouldn't have done it.
That's Bill Chamberlain speaking there from earlier today with WCHL's Blake Hodge. Blake, still here in the studio now.
And Bill went on to express frustration of being included on that kind of with Dr. Stroman, for him still being included in that, but then quickly diverted that, saying he didn't want this to be focused on Dr. Stroman. He said that he believed that some of this had been kind of focused on the fact that she was not appointed or reappointed to the Kenyon Flagler faculty there, which again was one of the reasons pointed to in the release. So he went on to say that, you know, the university isn't perfect and there are definitely strides to be made, but he felt like that the university had done enough to take his name or have his name certainly not be associated with that release that we got a little earlier in the week. So kind of a fluid situation in some cases on this, because if they were meeting as of Tuesday, you know, that's just a few days ago. As they said, the release comes out on Wednesday. We couldn't, again, get a lot of confirmation on where anyone stood between there and the trustees meeting on Thursday, which would have been, you know, a time where if we had a little more confirmation, I would have liked to been able to ask Carol Folt about that in person. At the time, we did not have the confirmation. I didn't feel that was appropriate without any further confirmation.
The release of the call for the boycott, was there any indication that that was timed to the Board of Trustees meeting, or did it just happen to coincide?
I think it happened to coincide. It sounds more like anything else, based off of that conversation with Bill Chamberlain, that it may have been coming off of that third meeting that they had, whether there was some information that was produced and whether they felt it was or was not enough information or validated any type of point, so they went forward with the release.
You were speaking with Bill Chamberlain earlier. He mentioned that they had gone to this meeting with Chancellor Folt. Who is the they there? Was it the four people?
I would love to be able to tell you the answer to that. I have not been able to get who actually attended that meeting. Again, we've reached out to Dr. Stroman, Dr. Michelle Laws, Sam Perkins, all to try to get further comment on this, and have not heard back from the three of them. Some of them within the last couple of hours. So, tensing or qualifying that of saying haven't immediately heard back on some of these things. We did get a statement from UNC about this, saying that the data show that the number of underrepresented faculty, including the number of African American and Black faculty, has increased over the past 10 years. Part of that is what Chamberlain was saying with, if you've got tenured faculty, if they don't retire, you can't replace a position if they're not clearing the way for a new position. But then some of the concern, you know, is going back to someone that has been a leader in the Black faculty on campus not being reappointed to a position. So there's certainly, you can point to that and say, well, you've got someone here that has been a leader on campus in these roles, and she was not reappointed to her position.
And there are new lines that you can create if you wanted to make that a priority. Right. But,
and,
yeah.
you know, types of faculty
without
being
waiting for
fixed
someone
term
to retire.
Faculty and, right. Yeah.
Right.
So I think that the point here that we got to with Bill Chamberlain today was saying that the university is not perfect, and there are certainly things that can continue to need attention and work, but he felt like it was receiving enough attention and work to remove his name from that boycott.
So that's where Bill Chamberlain stands.
Yes.
We haven't heard back from Sam Perkins, News and Observer had an email from him.
The NNO was citing an email from him saying that he was disappointed with the lack of leadership. And again, that's quoting from a News and Observer, which was paraphrasing an email back from Sam Perkins. So we'll certainly continue to try to work to get in touch with him. Jane Stansel at the NNO, who is one of the best reporters around that you're going to find, period, but also specifically within higher education, issued an updated story of her initial story that also removed Bill Chamberlain's name from the report that she had out, which said that she had reached Michelle Laws, who offered no further comment. So
where things stand right now, there is still a call for a boycott. The statement has Bill Chamberlain's name on it, but he says it shouldn't. But the boycott still exists, or the call for a boycott is still out there.
I guess based off of that release that we have, but the people that were in that release have not confirmed their continued call for that in any way to WCHL right now. So I would really like to be able to get confirmation on their standing as of right now, to be able to say that. But there was a release sent calling for a boycott earlier in the week, yes.
We'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.